In the days that followed, Aragorn fell silent, and his mother perceived that some strange thing had befallen him, and at last he yielded to her questions and told her of the meeting in the twilight of the trees. "My son," said Gilrain, "your aim is high, even for the descendant of many kings, for this lady is the noblest and fairest that now walks the earth, and it is not fit that mortals should wed with the elfkin." "Yet we have some part in that kinship," said Aragorn, "if the tale of my forefathers is true that I have learned." "It is true," said Gilrain. "But that was long ago, and in another age of this world, before our race was diminished. Therefore I am afraid. For without the goodwill of Master Elrond, the heirs of Isildur will soon come to an end. But I do not think that you will have the goodwill of Elrond in this matter." "Then bitter will my days be, and I will walk in the wild alone," said Aragorn. "That will indeed be your fate," said Gilrain. But though she had in a measure the foresight of her people, she said no more to him of her foreboding, nor did she speak to anyone of what her son had told her. But Elrond saw many things and read many hearts. One day, therefore, before the fall of the year, he called Aragorn to his chamber, and he said, "Aragorn, Arathorn's son, lord of the Dúnedain, listen to me. A great doom awaits you, either to rise above the height of all your fathers since the days of Elendil, or to fall into darkness with all that is left of your kin. Many years of trial lie before you. You shall neither have wife nor bind any woman to you in troth, until your time comes and you are found worthy of it." Then Aragorn was troubled, and he said, "Can it be that my mother has spoken of this?" "No, indeed," said Elrond. "Your own eyes have betrayed you. But I do not speak of my daughter alone. You shall be betrothed to no man's child as yet. But as for Arwen the Fair, lady of Imladris and of Lorien, Evenstar of her people, she is of lineage greater than yours, and she has lived in the world already so long that to her you are but as a yearling shoot beside a young birch of many summers. She is too far above you, and so, I think, it may well seem to her. But even if it were not so, and her heart turned towards you, I shall still be grieved because of the doom that is laid on us."